Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with an area of expertise in training, team building, development, marketing, and consulting. I want to give special thanks to our sponsors, Patterson Dental Supply Company, Henry Schein Dental Supply Company, On Demand, and Vocal. Without their expertise and knowledge, these podcasts would not be possible. I also want to say thanks to David Wolf and his team that put these podcasts together. Last week, we had a guest, Jared Spiewak, and his company is Blue Dog Media. And during that first podcast, he basically was explaining how we can get a better return on investment, how the importance of our marketing, and more important than the marketing, how we track that marketing. And I thought it would be important to get him back to expound on some of his recommendations. Without any further ado, I'm going to introduce Jared. And Jared, your company, Blue Dog Media, is out there helping not just healthcare professionals, but a variety of different businesses. And welcome to our podcast again. Thanks so much, and I appreciate you coming on. And today I wanted you to touch on a return on investment. I see many of my colleagues and myself included in this, many times spending dollars for marketing and perhaps not getting the best bang for our dollar because we're either doing it incorrectly or inefficiently or both. Can you help our listeners with this problem?
So this is one of the things that I am most passionate to talk about because it is something that, in my experience, many service-based businesses, especially professional-based service businesses, being those in the medical professional, the legal professional, so on and so forth, don't always necessarily fully understand, for a lack of a better term. And that is the process of the beginning of your marketing being a click, if we're talking about online marketing, to the actual ROI, or how much money you're making back for every dollar that you spend. And there are four main areas that you need to look at. And 90% of businesses only look at the first two. And within those, that 10% that only look at the first two, a further about 80% only look at the first one. So there's a lot to be gained here and a lot to be gained over your competitors if this is something that you understand and they do not. Now, I am going to get into math not everybody's favorite subject. This might have to be something that you listen through one or two times to fully get all the numbers that I'm going to throw at you. It's helpful if you break it out on a whiteboard or a spreadsheet or something like that, but there is going to be math involved. So the four main things that determine the end ROI that you're going to get for your marketing, only 50% of them actually revolve around your actual marketing campaign. The first category is traffic. Where are people finding you? The second category is conversions. How are those people turning into inquiries? The third topic is sales or intake. Once those inquiries come to your team, how are they turning into patients? And the fourth one is lifetime value, or LTV, which is how much are those patients worth to you over the entire lifetime of them being a patient of your practice. Now, what most people do is they only look at traffic and conversions, but they don't really dive into the intake process or the LTV in terms of trying to improve that. And so I want to break down what that looks like for a business that is a, you know, kind of a baseline versus one that makes improvements in all areas. And I'll use the example marketing channel as Google Ads, because it's something that most people can understand, where people are searching for your services and you show your ad and they click on it and you pay Google for every click that you're getting. So let's say you're running your ads with $1,000 in spend. And your average cost per click, or how much each click is going to cost you, is $8. You would get 125 clicks. If your conversion rate is 8%, you would get 10 inquiries. If your process of getting those leads into patients is 30%, so 30% of inquiries turns into patients, that would be 3 patients. If each patient to you is worth $4,500, which is a statistic that I got from patientnews.com, is worth $4,500, and that would be about $13,500 of new revenue per month from this marketing channel. And if, let's say, your net profit was 35%, that'd be about a little under $5,000 in profit per month. And what this means is that for, let's say, the average advertiser, for every dollar they spend, you will make $4.73 back. Now, a lot of people would be happy with that. Now, the biggest mistake I see people make is they go, okay, great. How can we improve our conversion rate? How can we lower our cost per click? And those are the only things that they ever worry about improving. And you can get pretty good improvements in what you're doing by focusing on those, but they forget about the sales and the LTV. So let me break down what that looks like to improve. Traffic, let's say, and I'll go through this fairly quickly so that we can get through it, which is why I said you're probably going to need to listen to this a time or two. Let's say you drop your cost per click from $8 to $7.50, a marginal improvement, but you would go from 125 clicks to 133 clicks. Let's say you improve your conversion rate from 8% to 12%. You build a landing page. You work with a designer to improve your website, whatever it may be. That would be going from 10 conversions per month to 16. Again, a marginal improvement, but already we're seeing a 60% increase in the amount of conversions you're getting. Let's say your sales team, you work with them to improve, again, marginally, what you're getting in terms of your intake. What percent of your inquiries turn into patients? Let's say you go from 30 to 35%. That could be you sitting down, creating systems and processes to make sure there's consistency, no matter who's manning the phone, that you're training people, or whatever it may be. Again, a marginal improvement from 30 to 35%. Now we are at 6 new patients per month, which is double what we were at beforehand. Lifetime value. Let's say we go from 4,500 to 5,000. Again, a marginal improvement in terms of how much a patient is worth over their lifetime. But now we're sitting, instead of 13,500 per month that we are getting new revenue from this channel, we're now at 28,000 just by making so far 4 marginal improvements. And let's say you go the extra mile in terms of how you would improve lifetime value, improving your retention rate and increasing your pricing if that's something that you're able to realistically do within your practice. And those are some of the ways that you do that. And finally, let's say you improve your net margin or your profit margin. Let's say you go from 35% to 40%. You sit down with your accountant, you break out, you know, what are expenses we no longer need? What are your vendors that you're getting a lot of your supplies from that maybe you order enough bulk volume from that you can get a slight discount with them? How can you downgrade some of your software that you have a higher package than you don't actually need, whatever it may be. Again, let's say you go from 35 to 40% profit margin. For smaller practices, that's a marginal change. For, you know, like 8-9-figure practices, that can be a very big change. So there is a bit of a caveat there. But now what we have done is we have gone from for every dollar we spend, going from $1 to $4.73 to every dollar we spend being worth $11.20, almost tripling what it was beforehand by making marginal improvements to four or five areas if you count net separately from LTV.
Well, I can tell you that's huge. And I hope our listeners are jotting down not just traffic and conversion, but sales and intake and lifetime value. A follow-up question on the 4,500, was that a figure that you found for dentistry, healthcare in general, or was that just a general number that you picked out of a hat?
Yes. So this was specifically for dentistry, and I found this on patientnews.com. It was written by their CEO, Wayne Lavery, no association with him.
And is that $4,500 over the lifetime of the patient or over a year?
Over the lifetime.
Okay. And did they make information on the lifetime of a patient? Is the lifetime of a patient over 18 months, 24 months, 5 years, 10 years? Did they get into that kind of data or no?
Yeah. So what they said was, and I'll just quote this verbatim, what is consistent is that the average dental patient stays with a practice for 7 to 10 years and spends an average of $653 a year, ADA average. That means a new patient will generate at least $4,500 in revenue in their lifetime with a practice. And that's just directly from here.
Okay, excellent. I just wanted to make sure our listeners understood that the way I understood it, so that there was no misunderstandings in it. Let's go on to a topic. For example, let's get into the nuts and bolts as our listeners reach out to you and your company. Give us a little overview of how you would handle, quote, your new customer. In particular, let's just say it's a dentist, okay? And let's just say that it's a dentist that's a solo practice, and that solo practice basically has revenues of about $750 to $1 million a year, and this practice is looking to improve on their new patients and looking to see an increase of, let's say, 8% from year to year. What would be a strategic plan or recommendation in general terms, when you sit down with a Dr. Smith or a Dr. Jones to help him or her improve their marketing and their number of new patients and quality of new patients?
Of course. So one of the first things that I would do is sit down in, you know, either in person if they're local or over a phone call and really dive into their situation. Because if they do have very specific goals of 8% growth year over year, and they're looking for that growth to specifically come from just the work that we're doing together and not, you know, the work that they're maybe doing with other advertisers or channels, et cetera, then one of the first things that I want to do is break down what that really looks like. Because if that practice does know all of their numbers in terms of what it would take to get 8%, to where we could go back to, okay, how many patients is that per month? Then that's a much more actionable metric for us to use on our end, because then we can break down what that looks like on the marketing side of things. What do we need to do to generate those, you know, 80 new patients per month or 50 new patients per month, et cetera. Next, I'd want to dive into what they're currently doing on the marketing side of things, because if they are currently advertising on a network that we work with, such as Google Ads, then it'll be very straightforward to look at what they're currently doing and seeing how realistic it is to work with that channel and optimize that channel that they already have data for. The most difficult thing that they may run into is starting on a new channel that they've never worked on beforehand. The reason being is that there's no historical data to understand, you know, what's the quality of patients that come in from this channel? What does it cost us? How difficult it is to maintain and manage and run over time? Is there a lot of volatility within this channel? Is it very consistent? And so if they have a kind of historical metrics within a channel, then you can get some really amazing data and really dive deep. And for people who have been working on this channel, sometimes we can specifically go to them and go, you know, what we can see is that, you know, you show up on your ads, you know, this percentage of the time. So we can estimate that, you know, with this much more budget, we'd be able to get this result. And if you're looking for, you know, 50 new patients per month, we can pretty safely estimate that that will give you an extra 30 per month. And then, you know, here's what we would recommend to be able to generate the other 20 per month, if not even more. So the more information, the more data that that practice has, the easier it is on the marketing side of things to have these conversations and be very specific with them as well, which kind of goes back into what we talked about, not only on this episode, but also in the past episode, which is how important it is to have tracking in place, because it makes all these conversations so much easier.
Do you provide, Jared, your new clients with like a flow sheet or an Excel spreadsheet so that that interview process determination goes a lot smoother and efficiently? For example, you know, the questionnaire is how many more patients are you looking at? What dollar revenue are you trying to improve? Here's a list of all my existing marketing. Is that something that your company provides your new customers to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, so that's a lot of those questions are some of the things that we'll go through during our kickoff call. Before we're really working together, one of the things that we will do specifically when it comes to something, let's say like Google Ads, because it's very, most advertising platforms are very straightforward compared to if we're talking about organic rankings or SEO, which is trying to rank on Google search, which is a very different kind of ballgame. But for example, we have this completely free resource if you want to download it. It's teambluedog.com. Google Ads Lead Generation Calculator, or if you just Google Blue Dog Media Lead Generation Calculator, you'll find it. And basically what it does, and this is something that we'll sit down and we'll go through prospective clients with, is we'll go, you know, here's the data that we have from you, and here's what it'll look like in terms of, here's what we can kind of expect for in terms of cost per click. Here's what we can expect in terms of conversions. If you increase your budget by this, this is what we can expect the end result to be if they have all that data. If they don't have all that data, then we will make some estimates based on you know, what Google is telling us about, let's say, cost per click, or what we've experienced with other similar clients in the past. But of course, if they have that data, then it's all first party data, meaning it's coming directly from the source, and that's going to be the best. But yes, we will walk through in a visual way what that all kind of looks like.
Well, Jared, once again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your expertise, your knowledge, and your time helping our listeners work through this social media and our abilities to educate us so that we're more effective and more efficient in our marketing dollars. Can you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can reach out if they want to have a more private conversation to get their practice going?
Of course. So our business website is team, T-E-A-M, blue dog, D-O-G.com. My personal site is jaredspiewak.com, jaredspiewak.com. Plenty of content on both of those websites if you want to know more about me or some of the things that we do. If you want to reach out, there are contact forms, plenty of pretty obvious places that you would expect on most places to reach out. There's nothing sales related. You know, I'm more than happy to have a conversation with someone to better understand their business, their situation. I'm not looking to sell anybody anything that, that isn't a good fit and isn't looking to move forward.
Well, I think our listeners can figure that out just by listening to your sincerity. I think the knowledge that you brought about the focus on traffic and conversion are great, but perhaps even more important are the sales and intake and the lifetime value of our patients. And particularly at this time, as we're going through the COVID-19, I think most small businessmen and women, in particular dentistry, we've been hard hit. And I cannot emphasize the importance of getting our businesses all back on track. And the most efficient and effective way is to continue to provide a high level of care and service, and also use our marketing dollars in the most efficient way possible. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin. This has been Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. Thank you so much. And Jared, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I look forward to having you on future podcasts. If our listeners are out there, give Jared a call at 603-874-4235 or check him out at teambluedog.com. Jared, thanks so much. I know how busy you are, and I appreciate you helping my podcast and our listeners. Thanks a lot, and thank you very much. I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solution, and thanks to our sponsors, Patterson Dental Supply, Henry Schein Dental Supply, Vocal and On Demand, and also special thanks to David Wolf for putting these podcasts together. Thanks again, and have a good night.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.